Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment. And this week, I'm going to talk about the great insurance cut and run taking place in California. I normally like to use my community comments to take a humorous look at life. Well, they give me a chuckle, so hopefully you laugh as well. But this week's comment, it's a serious one. I'm going to be talking about the current fiasco of the major insurance companies dropping out of California because they don't want to take on the risks of California wildfires. Now, to be fair, and that's really hard when talking about insurance companies, they most certainly have done the math. And yes, for a profit company, they probably can't afford to take on potential hits of wildfires. But having said that, I've always looked at insurance as legalized crime. Yes, I'm being a bit dramatic, but I think I have just cause. We're required to have insurance on our homes to get mortgages, and we're required to have insurance on our cars to drive cars. So in general, these types of insurances are not optional, and they have a captured market, so they can charge what they want.
Well, there's capitalism, Marty. There's competition.
No, not really, because you can't escape the purchase. So if you live in a prison, and the prison can charge as much as they want for the food, and all the food vendors are working off the same pricing menu? Just saying. We're asked to pay prices for insurance which even on a good day are hard to swallow. Combine this with you ever dare make a claim against your insurance, they just jack up your rates and even do so for things that weren't your fault. I was driving my newest Prius a couple years back and a yellow hard plastic storage container came flying out of the back of a truck on 101 and seriously damaged the front end of my car. Thus my claim, thus my insurance being raised, and thus I have paid way more in increased insurance rates than the damage done to my car. And this is fair? How? And it's legal? Why? And that's the rub. Don't use your insurance and you're hosed out of pocket. Use your insurance and you just might as well hand them your credit card and tell them to use it at will. So this is the roulette table handed to Americans, and now the insurance companies are just saying, they won't have a casino in California, bye-bye. Okay, so I say we take them at their word. Here on forward, all insurance companies in California can only be nonprofits, something we should seriously consider doing for our utility companies as well. I'm having a really hard time letting corporations abuse their customer base and then make a profit off their customers' misfortune. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I'm angry at the insurance companies for pulling out of California, but I want to make it really clear, I'm not angry at our local agents. Historically, our local insurance agents have been some of the most generous individuals in our community. They're our neighbors, and more times than not, they look out for us. As for their mother companies, however, well, the mob runs Vegas, baby.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.